Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Announcing their citizenship at 220+% higher than at any other time in recorded modern history in our nation's 236 years, and are trying to flee the country. We have massive financial news that we're going to be breaking down today as well. We just have huge amounts of information on every front. It is an absolute deluge of info that I'm going to attempt to break down on the broadcast today. Obviously, there's also a lot of news coming out about Hillary and all of her bizarre activities and their enemies list and how they persecute even Democrats that are rivals to their criminal operations. We're going to be looking at moves to nullify the NDAA and indefinite detention at the state level. Also, more on the woman held by TSA for reading Jewish newspaper going public, and she's now speaking out. We broke that story Friday. DrudgeReport.com picked it up, and now the New York Post and other people are freaking out over it because the TSA is proud of themselves. They say, we're going to ask you what you're reading. Well, yeah, they data mine. Here's the big story. I'm going to get into this later. The TSA for over a decade, but now they're public last year, data mines via NSA and open networks everything about you, and they're being set up as a domestic security spy force that will then roll out on the streets of America. Now, that's already happened. And I told you 12 years ago when they were first set up that they would be on the streets of America because I saw their founding meetings repeatedly on C-SPAN with Governor Ridge and others of Homeland Security. So I've known their plan all along. You're going to have TSA on the streets everywhere. They're going to have a data pad with what you ate for dinner the night before at a major chain. They're going to know how many guns you own, where you live, everything about you, whatever wrong data gets into the databases, which we see constantly. In fact, I was saying that Alex Jones lady from England, the big talk show host, was born on the same day. No, they put my birth date in as her birth date. And that's even listed. I was looking by the BBC in one area as her birth date, my birth date. That's just an example. Wikipedia has had my name spelled wrong, Imrik. They have the wrong spelling of Imrik up there. And they always have. And I sent them a copy of my driver's license, and they will not change it. They said, well, you're the person this is about, so we can't believe anything you say. And I'm like, I am the public figure, Alex Jones. This is like 5 years ago. And they said, prove it. Send us some info. So I sent it to one of the editors. They said, no, we're not going to do that. So now, when I try to get on airplanes and stuff, they've asked, well, the spelling we have of Imrik is like this. And I go, that's wrong. And I show them my driver's license, and I still have had issues, I don't know, 5 or 6 times because of that. And that's an example just because of Wikipedia. People ask, why am I? I'm kind of digressing here, but just a factoid. That's why one of our big Facebooks that has 700,000 members has Imrik spelled wrong because it was a fan page somebody made for us and gave to us. They use that disinfo. So it's not only are they getting your information wrongly and stealing it, a lot of it is incorrect, ladies and gentlemen. Especially if you have a common name like Alex Jones. I mean, oh my gosh. I have been blamed for more stuff other Alex Joneses have done, and other Alex Joneses have bemoaned to me that they get blamed because we've got people that don't like me for everything I do. So it just shows how dangerous these technocracies are. It's kind of like in the movie Brazil where the bug falls in the typewriter, and instead of Buttle, it's Tuttle, and they come and arrest him and disappear him and ruin his life and then ruin other people's lives, all because the police state got something wrong. All right, that's a side issue. I'm going to regroup when we come back on the other side, and I'm going to attempt to hammer through. Oh, my gosh, the top story, Bloomberg has been caught in a secret gun confiscation plan. Biggest news ever. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There's only one thing more pro-liberty and hardcore anti-tyranny than America, and that is Texas, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I come to you from the capital of America, Austin, Texas, which obviously the enemy has captured. We are here trying to remove it from the hands of the kleptocratic Democrats, who obviously completely run by foreign offshore banks. You know, during the last break, when we went into break from the first segment on this Monday, 10th day of February 2014 transmission, I saw a quote from Obama up there about comprehensive immigration reform on CNN. As we got CNN, Fox, you name it, on the TVs out there monitoring dinosaur media. And it was Obama saying, quote, "Did the Republicans support comprehensive immigration reform in 2006? Everyone knows the answer. I rest my case." As if they're just partisanly in the House blocking legalizing tens of millions of illegals and then allowing them to bring in their families, who then promptly get put on welfare and promptly vote to take everyone's guns and promptly vote to make us a communist country, basically. A lot's changed since 2006. The libertarian movement has begun to take over the Republican Party, in the words of Joe Biden and Barack Obama and Karl Rove. All those guys are on the same team. The enemy of their enemy is their friend. Sure, Karl Rove and the Democrats aren't on the same team because they all want to have control of the system, of the bureaucracy. But when it comes to knocking out the real Tea Party, that's all they meet about when you learn about Democrat and Republican top strategy meetings with all the blue bloods and all the establishment people. They talk about one thing at Bilderberg, and that's stopping the liberty movement in America. Because if the United States can be wrested from the clutches of the monopoly capitalist, anti-free market pieces of garbage, we can roll back their entire program worldwide. The fate of the world rests in the United States. 1776 will either be launched from the United States to roll back tyranny, or 1984 will continue to be pushed and funded by the blood, sweat, and tears of the once great republic. Because the globalists have already sucked dry and debilitated every other country with their parasitic garbage. And so they came here with their systems of monopoly and the British Empire model that the United States adopted after World War II. And here we are 65 years later, run into the ground. I guess it's longer. How long since 1945 into World War II when we became the global empire? You really say really an empire by 1950. That's still from 1950 to now, 64 years. Unbelievable. Back to World War II, it's almost 70 years, ladies and gentlemen, to the end of World War II, when our forebears came home after the war, for the first time in modern history, since our country was founded, said, we trust the government now. We're the good guys. We're going to do what's right. And that's why suddenly all the veterans, almost all the white veterans, that's who really led the civil rights movement, said, we're not going to be part of this racism anymore. We're not going to be part of segregating people forcibly. We're not going to be part of not letting folks vote. All over the country, corrupt boss hogs got overthrown. It wasn't even racial. It was just people overthrew them. And all over the country, people said, I'm not going to be part of this. And vets all basically ran for office, like my grandfather in Freestone County, and got elected to office and helped push the Civil Rights Act that Eisenhower put through. He'd been the Supreme Allied Commander. Because it was the idea of, we're the good guys. We're really going to do the right thing. But the bad byproduct of that was buying into the government's good. And the very same eugenicist elements that had been running the country pre-World War II, that had set up Hitler and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, this is declassified. This was never even classified. This has been known since the 20s, who set up all the eugenics worldwide. England created it. The United States seeded it worldwide. And that's the system that we now have in place on a planetary scale. Let me just add one little note to you guys. I started getting white noise piercing at the level of a dog whistle into my earpiece. So I don't know what just changed 20 seconds ago, but just give you that. I keep going. It's fine. It's just, it's pretty annoying. Okay, now let's stop right there and get into the top story here today, ladies and gentlemen. The top absolute most important story, period. And one of the most important stories I have ever covered. And you know every few months I say this is one of the most important stories. And it's hard to tell which one is the most important of all time. The missing nukes, still missing, confirmed to be missing, almost the entire nuclear command removed, the launch officers removed. There is a coup going on in the military. That's absolutely giant. Fukushima's big, not even the radiation, that's a big issue, but the non-response and not caring and other reactors leaking all over the place. Just shows the madness, just shows the insanity of the elite, bunch of narcissist control freaks, power-tripping control freak demons. I mean, there's been so many other huge stories, so many incredibly important things. Syria almost happening that could lead to World War III, that getting backed off, that's a huge story. By the way, coming up, Iran is being extremely belligerent, and you know I've been anti-Iranian war, but they are really asking for it and really pushing it. And I'm now sure of what we already knew but couldn't confirm currently, that Iran is in league with criminal elements of the New World Order, and that the mullahs in 79 were put in power by basically NATO forces out of France, and that they're playing a triple game, and I'm going to be breaking that down coming up later in the hour. It's absolutely essential. Sending ships to our coast, threatening to nuke Israel, and showing missile attack maps. This is staged. This is absolutely asking to be attacked. Because the only way the mullahs can stay in power is if they're on the verge of war. And it's disgusting. It is disgusting that they would threaten the world with World War III when the forces of peace here in North America and Europe have already stopped an attack on Iran. It is out of control, and I have analyzed it, and I'm telling you, it's a setup. It is a setup. And I'm going to break it down. It's very sophisticated, very hard to articulate. I'm going to do the best job I can and say 45 after, guys, make me get to that. So that's a huge story. I mean, the point is we're just being hit by giant stories everywhere. But one of the biggest stories for human liberty, an absolute gift, an absolute bonanza, an absolute lottery-winning ticket has fallen into our greedy for liberty laps. And if we don't use this information, and if we don't make a big deal out of this information, I want this top story on the nightly news tonight. I'm going to shoot a special video today with all the clips condensed to break down the treachery and the treason. If the rest of the real media, the pro-liberty media, the survival media, the common sense media, the non-self-destructive media, the pro-future media, I mean, that's really who we are. It's just normal people who aren't completely insane. If everyone doesn't pick this up and write your own articles about it, and if everyone doesn't run with the ball on this, we deserve what we get. Because this broke on Friday, and it has now Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. It's a Kit Daniels article confirmed, and it's gotten almost no attention. And a lot of pro-gun people have not given this any attention because they're like, tell me something I didn't know already. But the plan is to register and then confiscate all guns in America. That has now been confirmed by a major mayor who was in the meetings with Bloomberg and who was buying into sensible gun control. Yeah, we should know about mentally ill people with guns. We should register. I mean, you know, why do you gun owners care? We just want to stop the bad guys because we know it's going to be used to take them. That's why it's unconstitutional. They were registered before and people knew who owned guns and who was in the militia, so the British came to confiscate them in 1775, folks. This has happened before. Everywhere else in world history, in the last 100 years, they register, they always confiscate. It's 2 + 2 = 4. This is so huge. But gun owners go, well, we already know that. No, you know that. But even this mayor of a major town in New York didn't know. He was there believing it. And they were all rubbing their hands together going, once we register, we're going to confiscate. Just like the mayor of Austin, pro tem, Mike Martinez said in that speech, they had signs saying, don't confiscate our guns. No gun confiscation with a stop sign. I've known that guy for 18 years, comes out with that same sign, a stop sign saying, no to confiscation. And Martinez said, hey, we're not doing that now, but as soon as the man said, don't take our guns, he goes, hey, the guy's right in the front row, he looks at him from 10 feet away, and he goes, hey, we're not going to take your guns now, but after we get done registering, we are. So you keep that sign, you're going to need it. Folks, the thing is they lie to the public usually and say, we're being reasonable. Nobody wants your guns. We're like, well, in New York or Chicago, where you're in control, you do. These are literal mobsters, folks. And if you go out to the anti-gun folks, most of them mean well. They really are just scared of guns and believe the propaganda. They don't know more guns means less crime. They don't understand everywhere else they've been taken. They don't understand it's about enslavement, all the government arms against us. If you go out with the video of Mike Martinez, Democratic officials, part of Mayors Against Gun Violence and Mayors Against Illegal Guns is their new name, and you realize Bloomberg spent tens of millions of his own money to try to disarm you and to try to sue gun manufacturers out of existence while he has 15 bodyguards and armored compounds and jet copters, and he carries a gun on record. Just like Michael Moore and all these other people and Feinstein and all of them, when you realize it's treachery, that will wake the public up. The whole world is a stage, each of us players upon it, as William Shakespeare wrote. We've got to take this treachery, this sneaky and in literal rooms with these people, and the fact that it's leaked and push it out there. We're going to come back and play clips and break it down. But this is a big deal, and it's up on InfoWars.com. Bloomberg caught the secret gun confiscation plan.
My husband's the gun guy. I've just never felt comfortable with them. But these days, I know I need protection. And I found it at theultimateknife.com. It fits my hand like a glove. Plus, it's small enough to easily conceal. And the peace of mind it gives me is unbeatable.
The fastest one-handed deployable defense knife is waiting for you at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Only at theultimateknife.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Inside the doorway, use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? They're coming for our guns, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you that don't own guns need to understand something. When the establishment is done getting our guns, they're going to take everything else. Pension funds, bank accounts, factories, jobs. It's all about domination and control. But I got to say this, a huge awakening is happening. I took my children to Nut Job, and it was an anti-Agenda 21 movie, an anti-Obamacare movie. It was incredible. With Liam Neeson. And then I took them to the Lego movie, and I thought, when I walked out, multiple listeners came over and said, we thought you made this movie. And I'm not going to give away the Lego movie, but it is pro-libertarian, pro-human, pro-individual, anti-NSA, anti-surveillance state. I'm telling you, folks, there is a rebellion. All the old guys are dying or are senile, like Sumner Redstone, that I know personally has stopped a lot of libertarian conservative movements in L.A. He has generaled that. I got contacted by a big celebrity yesterday, the day before yesterday, when I came out of that movie and turned on my text messages. He was saying, keep going with the Hollywood stuff. You're absolutely on target with that. And I know I'm on target with that. I was out with a huge movie producer yesterday shooting, you know, one of the biggest movie TV producers out there, just a great guy. And we went out shooting with my kids. He invited the kids out to his ranch. And he said, shoot some video for me, but I don't even know if I want to put it out because, you know, guns, they'll come after me. But we were shooting the 50 cals, you name it, Reaper 308s, M4 223. It was just awesome. 300 yards, he was shooting bullseye, first shot, a lot of fun. But got some tracers out. The point is that almost everybody I run into from Hollywood is already awake and is not a liberal or a conservative. They know about the New World Order. They know about the social engineering. They don't like where everything's going. It's only a few globalists at the top that are running this whole show. And once people are aware of their system, it's over. It's over. Now, I want to get into this gun report right now. And I want to break this down because it's very, very important. Here's the headline in the video I shot yesterday afternoon breaking this down. This needs to go mega viral. Bloomberg caught in secret gun confiscation plan. I mean, we can have a story about gay football players on the website and it gets 3,000 comments. We can put out an incredible article. Mayor, nationwide gun confiscation is goals of mayors against illegal guns. And the story gets 1,186 comments. It should have a million comments. Because in it, in fact, I want Kit and everybody to keep doing articles on this to explain. I mean, give it the sensational headline it needs. Bloomberg, you know, explosive breaking. Bloomberg caught in secret plan to take guns. I mean, this mayor was in there. We already have other mayors that are part of it saying, oh, yeah, once we register, we're going to confiscate. Mike Martinez of Austin, the deputy mayor. When he spoke, the mayor was out of town. He was the mayor. As mayor, we will register. We will confiscate. We have them. They sit there going, we're reasonable. We're nice. Put down your weapons. White flag, truce. We want to work together. While meanwhile, they want to disarm us because they're gangsters. Bloomberg, Emanuel, the L.A. mayor, all these people, these are gangsters, folks, who have a will to disarm us and enslave us. And this article, Mayor, Nationwide Gun Confiscation is Goal of Mayors Against Illegal Guns. It's very important. And I want you to tweet that out to everybody. I want you to get my little video that I shot Sunday out to everybody. David Knight's breakdown of it yesterday is up on Infowars.com. We'll put it in a new article. I want to explain that we have an opportunity to literally destroy the anti-gunners. And remember whenever the day, that Sunday, I was on the air 4 years ago when the Copenhagen Treaty got leaked to Lord Monckton, confirmed to be accurate, when the Russians hacked University of East Anglia and got all the UN documents that worldwide they were fixing all the professors to lie and covered a decade of decline in temperature increase. Now it's actually reversing and getting colder. They said, hide the decline and all that. We blew them wide open. But the mainstream media wouldn't report on it. I actually got champagne here on air and began drinking it, okay? And then, of course, you saw it in the next few days explode. And you helped push it out there. Just like we got the plastic out of the, you know, one major fast food chain's bread. Now they're going to take it out everywhere, they're announcing. We can blow their Death Stars, folks. This is a Death Star level event. If you'll simply go down the trench, fire the photon torpedoes, it's over. It's over. We can blow them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
So we have Ian right there.
What's his name?
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
And if you are watching and listening to this global transmission, my friends, make no mistake, you are the resistance. It is the 10th day of February, 2014, and please never thank me for what we do on air. It is an extreme honor to be broadcasting worldwide and resisting the globalists. It is an extreme honor to be alive and able to resist these people. It is an absolute imperative to fight the globalists. It is not something you thank somebody for. I'm simply trying to survive and build a future for my family and your family in a good world together, based on justice and building, not on based on fraud and lies and deceit and gangs and destruction. So again, thank you so much for joining us. Again, they're acting like they have the moral high ground with the anti-gun movement. Oh, it's for the children. Care about the kids at Sandy Hook. Care about the children. Don't you want more to die? And we need to say, how dare you, when mass shootings are flat, overall gun deaths are down 51% since 92, Justice Department-owned numbers. Wherever you have more guns, you have less crime. People are using firearms to frustrate and stop crime. Literally, I kept saying 14 times that was one Justice Department number. They've got new numbers out that have been independently gathered. I was seeing a few weeks ago, 70-plus times every time there's an actual crime with a gun, guns are used to stop crime. They have domesticated and disarmed everyone else but a handful of countries, Switzerland, the United States. And the UN openly said July 7th, 2001, that they want a worldwide gun confiscation plan in their UNIDIR meeting. Go look it up. They said civilian ownership of firearms threatens a legitimate power monopoly of the state and that the main goal is the abolition of private ownership of firearms, period. I just quoted it to you. Go look it up. You can type in what I just said and pull it up on their website. They're open about it in their own policy papers and then go, we don't want your guns. We don't. There's no death panels in Obamacare. There's no doubling prices. You can keep your doctor. That's all lies of those conspiracy people that read the bill. And, of course, Feinstein's been truthful and said we want to ban guns. Michael Moore has been truthful before and said the goal is to ban guns. Obama, as a state senator, you can read his quotes in the newspaper where they would send out questionnaires. When he was running for Senate, got into the state Senate, got into the federal Senate, he said, I want a total gun ban. The goal is to ban guns and have a, quote, peaceful society, except they have all the guns. See, they don't lay their guns down in government. They're arming to the teeth with war wagons, tanks, helicopters, billions of rounds of ammo, training to take over major cities. That's why the military's totally waking up, because they've got them in these briefings at the non-commissioned officer level and up, openly preparing for war with us. And the troops are going, this is all true? All these years, what all the conspiracy people said? Where do you think we learned all this? High-level military leaks. That's why we know the whole game plan. So if we lose this fight, we deserve it, folks. We've got the entire enemy attack plan. We know they're an enemy. We know they're usurpers. We know they're illegitimate. I'm getting chills right now. We know they're horrible and want to shut this country down and re-educate us, basically. The globalists have a score to settle with America because we were free compared to other nations. They want to extinguish that. The globalists are generational. They want to destroy you because of who your great-grandparents were, folks. You better get with the program and understand this. I can't believe we even have to have a debate about what side you should join out there if you work in the system. It doesn't mean you have to do a bunch. You got to do a little bit. You got to leak information. You got to legally and lawfully slow down. You got to sabotage. Legally and lawfully, there's lots of ways to not go along with the criminal tyrants. You've got to identify who else is awake. You've got to get prepared. And when you can, or if you're committed, go public. Speak out. Everybody can do different things. And together, we will bring down this system as individuals. This system is designed to bring us down. It's designed to bring down productivity and independence. We must bring down the system that is designed to bring us down. We're being fed into a collective wood chipper. We have to sabotage the engine. We have to blow the engine. They're already literally shutting our power plants down, our factories, our small businesses, trying to sabotage the young and impressionable minds of young children, screwing them up in school with 2 + 2 = 5, and you know everybody's got two daddies, and five-year-olds need to learn how to masturbate, with the perv schools trying to push inoculations and all this other garbage and abortions and all the rest of it. I mean, this is a wall of crooks that we've put up with, who at the end of the day are mentally ill, are psychopathic, are sadistic, and literally love screwing up good, wholesome things. I was looking, and nobody was perfect back then, and there were the evils of that day as well, but I was looking at high school yearbook annuals for a memorial for my uncle coming up next week. With all his friends and military buddies coming into town from all over the country that I'm going to be speaking at. And we were going through all the photos of my grandmother's house on Saturday. She's almost 90 years old. And, I mean, seeing pictures of my uncle, you know, winning the hurdles and what good shape he was in and had everybody look so healthy and so good and and they had like posture awards at McCallum High School where he went to school, and here in Austin, and it was all about awards for being honorable and like helping disabled children, and just and people were really into that. They were really into being good, but the evil system manipulated their goodness to carry out evil missions later, and to literally empower this systematic takeover of the planet, while the globalists were also attacking that goodness and undermining America at the same time. Because it's full-spectrum attack. It's full-spectrum takeover. So here is the top story, ladies and gentlemen. Mayors, nationwide gun confiscation is goal of mayors against illegal guns. And the headline really should be, and it's a good headline, it should be, Mayor blows the whistle on secret gun confiscation plan. I mean, this is so big that he's in the meetings with mayors for a disarmed enslaved America should be the real name. And then we have the mayor pro tem in Austin, who's part of Bloomberg's group on record, trying to get gun shows banned, trying to get everything registered, saying to somebody with a sign that says, don't take my guns. We're going to play that clip in a moment. Don't worry. We're not going to do that now, but after we do this registration, remember last year they were trying to pass that, we're going to do that. You're going to need that sign. The incredible evil that they go on the news and say, this is just reasonable. Nobody wants to take your guns. That's a conspiracy theory. Don't listen to those people when it's their stated goal of the UN, Handgun Control Incorporated, the Violence Policy Center, all of it. They're literally like in the military in World War One with loudspeakers. The Germans started it and then the British picked it up. They would say in English, your people have surrendered. We're coming over. Put your hands up and we won't shoot. You don't have to fight. You don't have to die. And people would panic in the trenches and drop their guns. And you'd have the officers going, no, it's a ruse. No, no, you're lying. You're lying, Colonel. It's not a ruse. I get to not fight. I get to go home to mommy. And the colonel had to pull his sidearm and start shooting his own troops. And then the Germans would come pouring over. Rah! Just start slaughtering. Rah! Bayonetting. It's the same deal. We're not coming for your guns. There's no Obamacare increasing prices. There's no socialist takeover. There's no plan to legalize the illegals, even though we are going to do it. There's no plan to fund and arm Al-Qaeda. Nothing happened at Benghazi. On and on and on and on. It's a military tactic. We're not trying to take your guns. We just take them everywhere. We're in control, every city, every country. It's just like Mars Attacks. Don't run. We are your friends. You guys cue it up. I mean, this might as well be the White House's announcement.
Don't run. We are your friends.
And it works. People in the movie put their hands up when they say, don't run, we're your friends. And they see the aliens shoot people, and they disintegrate, and they still put their hands up. And, you know, that's actually how it works. I could walk up with a hatchet and go, don't block this, because I'm not going to hit you in the head with it, and just hatchet you in the head. Again, it's like that scene in Saving Private Ryan. We need to find that scene where he's beating the German soldier, they're rolling around with daggers, with bayonets. And that's actually really happened in war. And he goes, shh, let's be friends. And he gives up for a minute. He gets the initiative and drives that knife right into him. And you know, we have all their battle plans. If we sit here and believe these deceitful liars, we get what we deserve. The point I'm getting at here is it's such a big idea, and it's so simple, but at the same time, I can't even say it. It's so incredible. They are treacherous enemies taking over for corporate interests that want to monopolize and control the economy and make us poor to control us. They've taken the guns. They're lying to the public saying they don't want to take them. I know you know their plan is to take them, but you've got to get this info out to everyone and say, listen, do you understand the government's arming to the teeth and corporate interests are while they want to disarm the general public? Do you understand that actual gun crime is dropping because gun ownership is increasing? Do you understand the gun culture is actually seen as sexy and cool and all the liberals are buying guns? Look, women in bikinis with guns could save the planet. You make guns a sex symbol again, which is starting to happen. It's over. It's over, folks. That's why we have a big centerfold of a bunch of fast cars, American Eagles, and Leanne McAdoo with 50 caliber rifles in the new February issue. Because that's how we're going to win, is with our own symbols of what's good and wholesome and strong versus the horrible, broke-back, globalist, weak, dependent, welfare, crime-ridden Chicago, New York, big city crime boss cesspits. Okay? We have to get on the offensive and say, listen, you little dirty, stinking, grimer, worm tongue, speaking in our ear, telling us stand down, telling us go along, telling us we're dying. No! We recognize you as the enemy, as a fraud. We don't listen to anything comes over your loudspeakers. You're Tokyo Rose saying, lay down, G.I. You're like Baghdad Bob saying, we've kicked the Americans completely out of Iraq. They're not even in the country as bombers fly over and explosions 2 miles away. We're kicking your butt. So go ahead and nuke cities and blame it on the Liberty Movement. Go ahead and kill me, New World Order. Go ahead and pull whatever you're going to pull. Nothing's stopping us. We have the initiative, and people want to be free, and you're not stopping us. You're not going to get rid of humanity. You're not going to force merge us with machines. You're not going to keep jacking the food in the water. We're banning your GMO worldwide. We're discovering all the hidden tech we told you about 15 years ago and everything. The public's discovering that. The Trojan horses. The tricks only work once. They don't work over and over again. And now as you suck the resources out to make us poor, it's going to have the opposite effect because we're going to tell everybody who did it. Do you understand that, scum? Do you understand me? So again, here is the giant news, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to play these clips right now. You need to get this article. I'm going to have more articles out on this. The big news is everybody in the media, every other talk show host, everybody that listens to this show, I could care less if you give us credit. In fact, I want you to be bigger than I am. Just at a selfish level, I don't like to be absolute tip of the spear, okay? I've walked point enough. All of us need to attack at once with the truth viciously. For all our ancestors, for us currently and our children, and for basic justice that a bunch of scum not be allowed to run everything. I mean, it is wrong to have a bunch of anti-human, control freak, gangster slime bags with crazed, criminally active eyes. Just look at Bloomberg. Can you punch my computer up? Just look at that smirking evil intelligence, absolutely hell-bent on bankrupting the gun makers. He used to admit that years ago, taking all the guns, going, I don't want your guns. I'm actually more pro-Second Amendment than anybody. Don't run. I'm your friend. Just register them and just give us the gas. We spare your lives, like right out of The Road Warrior. The great humongous, the Ayatollah of rock and roller, says that if you just lay down and give us the gas, we will be your friend. And then people try to run and give them the gas, and they rape and kill them. But you won't listen. Humongous wants to cut your head off and stick it on a spear. Humongous, that's what humongous does. Mayor Bloomberg is a 21st century, suited, humongous, Wall Street scamming piece of crap. Look at him. Put him on screen. Just look at him. He thinks that you are his slave. He thinks you're broken. He thinks you don't have a spirit. He thinks that you are meat on the table for him to eat. Well, I got news for you, jackass. I am not your slave, and we are rousing and rising the human spirit, and it will not be subverted. As I tell you what's happening, I've studied the global elite, and I've studied their history. They're getting so much blowback from all the poison and the cultural garbage. Their kids are all screwed up. The elite aren't as hardworking as they used to be. They're falling apart. They wanted to make us weak. They're weak. He's weak. He's only making people like us stronger. You think you can attack me? You think you can pull this stuff on somebody like me and my ancestors, everybody else's ancestors out there, and then it won't activate something you can't even deal with, you scum? Oh, yeah, you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. As the spirit of humanity begins to rise, nothing's going to stop us. Nothing on earth's going to stop us. We're committed. The juggernaut started to roll downhill at you, and it's going to get faster and faster and faster. And let's play a game of chicken, New World Order. You think when you set off nukes or cause World War III, you're not going to be fished out of those bunkers? You don't think all the military in those bunkers with you aren't going to realize who did it all and aren't going to do you-know-what to all of you? No matter what you do, you're going to fail. And you'll never kick the ghost out of the machine that is liberty. You understand that? Excuse me. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that we are on the verge of the new renaissance. We are on the verge of so much good. If we just realize that they've taken over the churches, they've taken over the culture, they have literally poisoned the society, so crones like Hillary Clinton, punchupdrugsreport.com, look at that ugly, evil, I mean ugly spiritually, ugly, evil witch, and realize, is that maggot meant to dominate us? Are we meant to be her slave? No. Excuse me. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that I am so excited about this because if you realize we have them sneaking around in secret meetings with the plan to register the guns, to confiscate them, to violate the civil rights of all Americans. This is civil right, like not letting black people vote or not, you know, all the rest of it. They want to steal your right to defend yourself. They literally want you domesticated. They want to dehorn you, declaw you. This is what they think. And you've got to realize it and take it personal. I mean, I cannot believe Kit Daniels wrote an article about this on Friday, and no other big gun publications, no one picked it up. I mean, it's in the city's newspaper. Mayor John C. Tasinski. If I'm pronouncing that right, I want to get him on. How do you pronounce that? T-K-A-Z. Tykzik. Said he quit the group, Tasiak, after he quit the group after realizing it was simply a vehicle for Michael Bloomberg to promote his personal gun control agenda. He goes, it didn't take long to realize in the meetings that their plan was to not stop felons from getting illegal guns. He goes, under the guise of helping, mayors facing a crime and drug epidemic, the group is intended to promote confiscation of guns from law-abiding citizens. And he goes on to admit that's what they talked about in the meetings. And then we've got the mayor, pro tem of Austin, who's part of it, saying that's the plan. But he loves it. He loves it because he has an instinctive evil, a need to dominate people better than him, smarter than him, so he can feed off of us. No way, scumbag!
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Some folks are born.
Some folks are born. Make the way to fly.
Ooh. The red, white, and blue.
The red, white, and blue. And when the
have been trained to put up with almost anything. You got a bunch of big Wall Street and Hollywood people and Obama and all these people trying to get our guns, and the Republicans won't even get vicious. They argue back and forth about, now we are for sensible gun control, but this provision goes too far. It should be, look, you've taken guns everywhere you've ever been. Stop acting like you don't want to take them. Shut up, Piers Morgan, redcoat trash. Go back to England with your crime rate 10 times higher than ours when it comes to mugging, stabbings, and killings. Oh, yeah, there's almost no gun crime because all the guns are confiscated. And the thugs run around raping and killing whoever they want. The facts are in. England has the highest crime rate in Western Europe. Switzerland has the lowest in the world. Because Switzerland, everyone is packing full auto. Which isn't even really that good. I don't like full auto. The point is, I was thinking select fire down to single or three bursts. The point is that it's just such a fraud. And Adon Salazar's got a big article coming out. Shouldn't have been yelling earlier, or growling, actually. Adon Salazar's got an article coming out. Oh, 50 mayors have exited because they were in these meetings with Bloomberg. Since this broke, he's now found mainstream news buried where 50 mayors have exited the group saying they don't want to confiscate guns. It's happening. It's happening. So the implosion's happening, but if the tree falls and nobody's there to hear it, did it make a sound? You've got to get the articles that are going to come out and the articles that have already come out and my basic video that's up on Infowars.com, and you've got to get it out to everybody. Now, there's so much news over the top that I haven't even gotten to. I'm going to pray during the next break that I can focus and just cover this all. There is so much. Stay with us into the next hour. But there's the video I did yesterday. And I would have come in yesterday, but I was already set to go shooting with friends and family. And so I shot this video so David Knight could break it down. David did a great job on the show yesterday going over all of it. And what I'll do is later in the next hour, after I've covered all the huge Iran news, Olympics news, banking news, I've got to get to it. It's all insane. I will get to all the clips of them admitting the conspiracy to disarm the American people. And I can do a concise report. We can add to articles live on air, but we can add once it's gone to YouTube to wake folks up. But lastly, it is absolutely essential for everyone out there to financially support this transmission. We're here 110% going up against the globalists, and we are having major victories, but we're being attacked as well. White House run groups are all on record literally saying, I'm calling for violence and to be arrested. That's because they're hoping they could sell that idea. They're dreaming. I don't care. I want to keep living, but I sure want to beat you, and that comes first. So I'm not worried about it. And the issue is, I do worry about losing, though. So just please fund us. Buy the InfoWarsLife.com coffee, the Survival Shield, the Fluoride Shield, the Super Male Vitality. That's great for women as well. Consult your physician, though. This is really high-powered, real stuff. And your purchases make the broadcast possible. We're going to end the special today where you can get 5 months free. We do that always in December into January. We went long this year to see the nightly news. You can get a membership for $5.95 a month or get a year membership and get almost half a year, 5.3 months free, at prisonplanet.tv and see the nightly news. And 11 people can use the membership simultaneously. Best deal out there in subscriber news. And you are funding the tip of the spear, literal Viking berserk news insanity against the globalist madness. We love liberty, and we are insane for freedom, and we will defeat the enemy because we are desperate.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.